Rabbi, the demon has always tried to throw him into fire and into water to destroy him. If you could do anything, have mercy.
Help my poor faith.
Watch out!
Satan! Satan! Leave him.
Now today we're going to talk about demon spirits. Demon spirits. Now the Bible said God is a spirit. Them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Also the devil is a spirit. Just like God has angels, the devil has demons. And these demons, praise God, are serving the devil and carrying out his mission upon the face of this earth. Now if you yield yourself to the devil, then you are a servant of the devil. But now if you yield yourself to God, then you're a servant of God. You're either serving God or you are serving the devil. There is no neutral ground. Now many people under the sound of my voice, you are bound by demon spirits. Now I could go on and go on, but I just want to name a few, praise God, today. One of them is that homosexual spirit. You can be delivered. The blood of Jesus Christ can separate you from that spirit. You believe me, say amen. You're possessed by a spirit. You believe me, say amen. Homosexuality is a demon spirit. It's an evil spirit. It's an unclean spirit. Amen. With an unclean spirit. I don't care what the laws of the land say. The Bible said it's wrong. And you won't get into heaven like that. I don't care if you're a bishop or a priest. As long as you stay like that, you're going to wind up in the lake. You believe it? Say amen. But the solution to your problem is the blood of Jesus Christ. It can separate you and cut you loose from everything that's not like God. You believe it? Say amen.
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?
Haven't you read?
He replied,
that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
Why then,
they asked,
did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?
Jesus replied,
Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery.